Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, as we've been hearing, tonight in primetime, President Obama is expected to call for the withdrawal over the next year of 10,000 of the 30,000 troops he surged into Afghanistan. But meanwhile, on another burner, Congress is hotly debating the U.S. role in the four-month-long NATO-led bombing campaign in Libya. Today, members of the House of Representatives begin considering several measures. Theo Emery is national political correspondent for the Boston Globe. And Theo, House Speaker John Boehner and Republicans like Michelle Bachmann are in agreement with liberal Democrats like Dennis Kucinich of Ohio. He's suing the Obama administration. He says the president didn't seek congressional permission to act in Libya under the War Powers Act, which gives a president up to 90 days to undertake a military mission without congressional approval. We hit that 90 days on Libya this past Sunday. So what's the administration's response?
Well, the administration's argument is essentially that the operation in Libya does not constitute hostilities, quote unquote, under the War Powers Act, and that's the trigger under which a president is required to go to Congress and seek essentially permission to undertake an overseas military operation. They have 60 days to do that and then 30 days to withdraw if they don't get that permission.
Well, and what's the definition of hostilities? What do we have in Libya right now?
Well, that's a point of major debate. The administration says that they don't consider this to be hostilities, that the U.S. is in a supporting role rather than a leading role. But there's plenty of people who say this is very much hostilities. And I spoke to several war powers scholars yesterday who refute that and say, while this may not be a shooting war with troops on the ground and so on, there are certainly hostile sides taking fire, and the War Powers Act should be applied.
Well, do we know exactly what U.S. forces are doing in Libya? The White House is saying, and you write, that U.S. troops play a largely logistical role, surveillance, attacking targets with remote-controlled drones. Is that hostilities? John Boehner is one that you quote who says that, you know, it's just not credible to say that those aren't hostilities.
That's correct. I think he is one of those who take a very skeptical view of the president's position that U.S. forces are not engaged in hostilities. And that's a position that's also shared by some Democrats, some liberals, and others as well.
Well, Senator John Kerry, though, of Massachusetts, agrees with the president that these aren't hostilities, but also thinks that there should be some oversight. He's drafted a resolution with John McCain. What would it call for?
This would essentially give the administration permission to do what they're doing. And what John Kerry says is that this gives the stamp of approval from Congress, if it passed, for what the administration is currently doing, and would limit it to that. It would put a one-year time limit on the congressional authority, and says that Congress disapproves of the use of ground troops. That's an important point. Some of the war power scholars I spoke to said that, yes, while it says Congress doesn't support the use of ground troops, it also doesn't explicitly forbid it.
Right. Well, there's a House measure that mirrors that proposal from the senators. And there's another measure in the House that would end most U.S. involvement except for non-combat roles. And doesn't that get us back to, you know, you could still have somebody sitting in an office somewhere launching a drone that may be characterized as a non-combat role, but that's hostile.
That's true. No doubt there will be an argument over whether both of those would allow hostilities to continue.
Both of the measures in the House. And then, as we said, we have the senator's measure. John Kerry saying, you don't want to send a message that the U.S. is divided because Muammar Gaddafi, the Libyan leader, will just wait it out. Is that ultimately going to be the thinking, do you think, in Congress? You know, we just have to agree on something?
I think it's a little early to tell, to be honest with you. The typical political lines aren't falling where they used to. You have conservatives and liberals who are united with taking a stronger position against the administration. This is essentially a fight between the branches of government, between the executive and Congress, about who controls the ability to go to war. And it could just be a very drawn-out tug of war.
Theo Emery, national political correspondent for the Boston Globe. Theo, thank you.
Thank you.